Texte numéro 80. The danger of space debris. In late June, six astronauts living on board the International Space Station, which orbits some 200 miles above the Earth's surface, received notice that a piece of space debris traveling 29,000 miles per hour would pass dangerously nearby. NASA officials calculated that the probability of the space station being hit at around 1 in 360. While the debris missed the space station by 1,100 feet, orbital space debris is a growing threat to civil, military, and commercial satellites in space. Presently, there are some 22,000 items over 10 centimeters across, or roughly the size of a softball, which can be regularly tracked with existing resources and technology. These include the upper stages of launch vehicles, disabled spacecraft, dead batteries, solid rocket motor waste, and refuse from human missions. In addition, there are approximately 300,000 other fragments of space junk, measuring between 1 and 10 centimeters, and over 135 million, less than 1 centimeter, which could potentially damage operational spacecraft. Though it took 40 years to produce the first 10,000 pieces of softball-sized space debris, it required less than a decade for the next 12,000. This recent increase was due in part to two worrying incidents, which, according to NASA, combined to increase the number of total space objects by over 60%. In January 2007, the Chinese military destroyed a defunct polar orbiting weather satellite with a mobile ballistic missile. And in February 2009, an active Iridium communication satellite and a defunct Russian satellite, which had been predicted to pass each other 1,900 feet apart, unexpectedly collided. The ability to detect, track, characterize, and predict objects in space and space-related events is known as space situational awareness. The US Strategic Command's Joint Space Operations Center provides this function for the Pentagon by monitoring space debris over 10 centimeters with a worldwide network of 29 ground-based radars and optical sensors. The space debris problem is a classic global governance dilemma. Though 11 states can launch satellites, and over 60 countries or government consortia own or operate the approximately 1,100 active satellites, no one country or group of countries has the sovereign authority or responsibility for regulating space. The solution to reducing the amount of new space debris, mitigating the threat it poses to satellites and spacecraft, and eventually removing on-orbit debris from space will require enhanced international cooperation. Last summer, the Obama administration released its National Space Policy, which featured the objective of preserving the space environment via the continued development and adoption of international and industry standards and policies to minimize debris, and fostering the development of space collision warning measures. Unfortunately, progress toward constructing international agreed-upon rules of the road for the responsible uses of space have been slow going. Adapted from CNN, October 2011.